Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter on Church at Home. Church at Home, we're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And as we have learned, that's where Christianity actually began, in the home. And in the home is the whole center of civilization in your life. Yes, there are governments, yes, there are things like this, but it all starts at home. So likewise with what we're talking about concerning Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a home celebration and thanksgiving to God. And as I pointed out in the first part, the United States of America is unique among all the nations of the world that we have a day set aside to honor and glorify God for all the bountiful things that He has given to us. And as much as modern revisionists would like to try and tell us, well, we really weren't Christian in the beginning, they were deist, and we really weren't looking to God, and we really, you know, the founders were evil people. Well, the revisionists, let me tell you, have failed, because that is not true. As we saw in the first segment, we have this nation because of God's blessing, and we have this nation because God opened the way for us. God made it possible to be, because we were a people of the Bible. And that's how children were educated, by reading the Bible. And so were the intellects that form the Constitution of the United States. Now, let me read to you again from this book, A Miracle That Changed the World, A 5,000-Year Leap. Really? It's not a 5,000-year leap, but it just is. The Bible has not been available in the form that it is now until the last 500 years for people in general. Generally, the Bibles were only for, you know, the Pope and the Cardinals and the Bishops, and they kept it locked up in a sanctuary on their altar and their cathedral. But now, with the printing press, we can all have a Bible. We can all have books. And there's a very interesting thing that Jesus said. He said, that which has been spoken in secret will be shouted from the housetops. You take that general principle and you apply it to another one in the scriptures, that in the end time many shall go to and fro and knowledge shall increase. Well, let me tell you a little bit of unheralded knowledge concerning the founders and the Constitution. Did you know that the founders were well-studied men? And they also noted the similarities between Anglo-Saxon common law and the people's law of ancient Israel. They studied the Bible. Quote, page 15 of this book, as the founders studied the record of the ancient Israelites, they were intrigued by the fact that they also operated under a system of laws remarkably similar to those of the Anglo-Saxons. The two systems were similar both in precept and operational structure. How about that? Because the Anglo-Saxons are the descendants from the ancient 10 tribes of Israel, most notably Ephraim and Manasseh, as we covered last time. And this came down to the fundamental things which added to our Constitution, which was called a new order of self-government. And actually, that's based on the Bible. And it's based on freedom. And they quoted there Leviticus 25, proclaim freedom in all the land. See, because most governments come in by force, by revolution, and you have a leader who oppresses, and you have all of those who are the leader's chosen ones, and they enforce the system upon all the people. Not so with America. Not so with the Constitution of the United States. Not so with the Constitution of the states. And now this year, as we have seen. There had been a great battle between those who want to change the Constitution, change the country, and make us like a country of the world and take us away from God. And the reason that they want to do that is because they feel that they have come to the point of causing immorality to be spread throughout the land so much that now they can begin to enforce their will. Well, as we have seen in the election, they couldn't do it. And here's why. Here are some of the things that are important for us to realize. Benjamin Franklin wrote, "I think with you that nothing is of more importance for the public weal, or that is, the public good, than to form and train up youth in wisdom and virtue. Wise and good men are, in my opinion, the strength of the state, more so than riches or arms." And hasn't that been how they have subverted our children? By teaching stupid and foolish things. Listen. One of the most important things that has happened in America is homeschooling. And homeschoolers are wiser and smarter, and most of them study the Bible. And that's what it needs to be. There are a lot of people who are considering, boy, I'm going to take my children out of this communist school down the road here, and I'm going to teach them out of the Bible. And please understand, online, there are so many things you can get on how to educate your children at home, and they will become self-reliant. They will become God-oriented. They will become virtuous and wise people. And as a matter of fact, business wants home schoolers to be hired because they're the best and most reliable workers. Well, here it is. Ben Franklin also went on to say, "I think also that general virtue is more probably to be expected and obtained from the education of youth than from the exhortation of adult persons, bad habits and vices of the mind being, like diseases of the body, more easily prevented in youth than cured in adults." And that agrees with the Bible. Train up a child in the way which he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. "I think, moreover, that talents for the education of the youth are the gift of God, and that he on whom they are bestowed, whenever a way is open for them to use them, it is strongly called, as it were, a voice from heaven." Now, there's also a warning by John Adams and Samuel Adams about the state of the people. John Adams wrote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Are you moral? Are you righteous? Do you study and follow the Word of God? Do you teach that to your children? What are they learning in school? What are their morals? Well, use this day of Thanksgiving and this time that are off from school to spend time with your children, talk with your children. Don't run on headlong to all kinds of sports and run off at 4 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving and go down and try and get all your Christmas gifts and fulfill your lust and run and crash through the lines. And even last year, there were those who were trampled to death by the lust of people coming in to try and get a bargain at 4 a.m. Now, some of them open at midnight. Is that from God? Samuel Adams wrote this, "The sum of all is, if we would truly enjoy the gift of heaven, let us become a virtuous people. Then we shall both deserve and enjoy it. While on the other hand, if we are universally vicious and debauched in our manners, though the form of our Constitution carries the face of the most exalted freedom, we shall in reality be the most abject slaves." And isn't that where we're coming to right now? The most abject slaves. Now, to show that we were and that we have been a godly people. Now, to be religious is one thing, but to be godly is another thing. To be godly is to keep the way of God. To be godly is to know the Word of God and live by it. And the founding framers were godly. You read all of their writings, and they openly talk about Jesus Christ. They openly talk about salvation. They openly talk about the blessings that God has given to this nation. And this is where we have fallen short. Whenever you take God out of the equation, take God out of your life, take God out of the government, God out of the schools, God out of thanksgiving, then should we expect the blessings of God? Now let's do a little more history here, because I think history is very profound for us to learn. Let's go back to George Washington. Now the revisionists who want to change history try and make out George Washington as some irreverent man. But let's read his Thanksgiving Day proclamation in 1789, and every president since then has had a Thanksgiving proclamation, which now is the fourth Thursday of November, and it's something that Christians should participate in. And it's something that, when it first began, they used to close down everything and go to church on that day. Praise God and thank God and read the scriptures. And then go home and have some things to eat. And also, they did have sports on those days. As a matter of fact, the first Thanksgiving was 5 days long, with the Indians participating, with the pilgrims, and they had sports events, and they had plenty of fowl, which was wild turkey, and the Indians brought deer, and they had an abundance of everything, and praise God for the crops that they had. Now, after the nation began, and our first president, George Washington, on the Thanksgiving, wanted to make sure that this nation understood this nation was special. This nation was from God. This nation was because God has blessed us with all of the things that we have. Thanksgiving Day proclamation by the President of the United States, George Washington. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and their happiness. Quite a thing. Look at what he's talking about here. He's saying that all nations have to abide by the will of God. They understood. See, they read the Old Testament. They read the book of Jeremiah, where it says that God judges the nations. And that if a nation does well, He will bless it. But if a nation does evil, then He will withdraw the blessing from it, and the curses from breaking the laws of God will automatically come. Just like the law of gravity, they operate in the same way. You break the laws of God, and there's a penalty to be paid. Oh, yeah, there's pleasure in sin, which is a transgression of the law for a season. And Satan likes to come along and say, well, you'll get a benefit if you reject God and accept me. But he doesn't tell you that the payday of evil comes a little later on. Wish that we had a president would do this today. Wish that we had a people that would obey this today. Wish that we had a people that took the Bible seriously and said, let's use this for the governing of our lives. Let's keep the Ten Commandments of God, those toward God and those toward our neighbors. And let's have self-government where we regulate our lives. Just think how much crime would go down if we had that kind of reverence and thanksgiving to God. So think about it this Thanksgiving Day. So he continues on in the proclamation. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, and that will be. That we may, then, all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of his providence which we have experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he has been pleased to confer upon us. And as we saw in the last segment, all of those blessings have come from God. He made the heavens. He made the earth. He created this country for us and brought us here by his divine will, the unseen hand God that moved the early immigrants to come here, to establish the colony, to bring the Bible, to worship God, to make the center of the community around the church and around the family. And those are the basic ingredients for any nation. And that's where we've gone so wrong today. We have left all of those things. We have forgotten God. We've become fat. We've become sassy. We've become sinful. We've become neglectful. So let's use this day of Thanksgiving to come back to God and thank and honor him. Now notice what George Washington continued with his proclamation here. And also, that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and related duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people, by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and he means using the Bible as our guide, that we have virtue, that we have wisdom which comes from God. Now continuing, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Now, wasn't that something? What a proclamation. Now, as you look out and see all the activities that are going on, and you look out and see all the greed and buying for Christmas that takes place after Thanksgiving, as you look and see all of the sports and competition that goes on, wouldn't it be nice if they would all acknowledge God before they started doing what they did? But you see, the Supreme Court says you can't pray before a football game or a baseball game or a basketball game. That infringes upon the rights of those who hate God. Really? Where have we gone? Now, to show you how much that our leaders and presidents believed in God, and how much they relied upon it for this nation to guide us and lead us, and how much our Constitution is actually based upon it, and how much is required of all of us to understand and know the Word of God so we can have virtue, so we can have wisdom, so that we can have understanding and teach them to our children, that we can have a wonderful and civil government and society, one based on love. loving God and loving neighbor, thanking God and thanking one another, doing good for those who are less fortunate. All of those things come by acknowledging God. And that's what the Day of Thanksgiving needs to be. Now let me read Abraham Lincoln's proclamation, 1864. It has pleased Almighty God to prolong our national life another year, defending us with his guardian care against unfriendly designs from abroad, and vouchsafing to us his mercy many and signal victories over the enemy, who is of our own household. It has also pleased our Heavenly Father to favor as well our citizens in their homes as our soldiers in their camps and our sailors on the rivers and seas with unusual health. He has largely augmented our free population by emancipation and by immigration, while he has opened to us new sources of wealth and has crowned the labor of our working men in every department of industry with abundant rewards. Moreover, he has been pleased to animate and to inspire our minds and hearts with fortitude, courage, and resolution sufficient for the great trial of civil war into which we have been brought by our adherence as a nation to the cause of freedom and humanity, and to afford to us reasonable hopes of an ultimate happy deliverance from all our dangers and afflictions. Quite a prayer, isn't it? Quite a prayer that he would go before God. You know, and the last real prayer to Almighty God that was given by a president was President Franklin Delano Roosevelt on the day of the invasion of Europe in World War II on D-Day. And he opened his prayer, Almighty God. See, that's who we're dealing with. God rules in the heavens above. God rules on the earth beneath, in the lives of individuals, in the lives of nations and communities. So because of all of the preamble there, continuing now with Abraham Lincoln's proclamation, it reads, Now therefore I, Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, do hereby appoint and set apart the last Thursday in November next as a day which I desire to be observed by all my fellow citizens, wherever they may be, as a day of thanksgiving and praise to Almighty God, the beneficent Creator and Ruler of the universe. And I do further recommend to my fellow citizens aforesaid that on that occasion that they do reverently humble themselves in the dust, and from thence offer up penitent and fervent prayers and supplications to the great disposer of events for a return of the inestimable blessings of peace, union, and harmony throughout the land with which he is pleased to assign as a dwelling place for ourselves and our posterity throughout our generations. That was his proclamation. You see, when a nation forgets God, and a nation forgets that everything we have comes from God, then they go on their own selfish ways and their own selfish things, become lovers of self and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And so with this Thanksgiving that is coming up, please take that day, set aside some time for prayer. Set aside some time for Bible study. Set aside some time to go online and look up the different proclamations of the different presidents. Teach them to your children. Learn them for yourselves. Now, let me close by saying here in Psalm 147, and here is a true statement for us as a nation. He declares his word unto Jacob. We have the word of God. We have the Bible. We know he's creator. We know he loves us. We know he has sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be savior of the world. We know that salvation only comes from him. We know that all the good and wonderful gifts and things that he's blessed the world with that we have come from him. He declares his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his ordinance unto Israel. He has not done so with any other nation, and as for his ordinances, they have not known them. O praise the Lord. The other nations don't know what we know. The other nations do not have the Bible as we do. So go ahead and use this day of thanksgiving for this day. Let it be a day of turning point for you, that you begin to understand the Word of God, that you read the Bible, that you look at the Word of God, and you begin to develop the kind of virtue and character that's pleasing to God, that's pleasing to your family, that's pleasing to the society around you. And that begins with loving God and loving your neighbor. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. Praise God for all that He has done in your life. And thank you for inviting me into your homes. And so until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.